Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Sagittarius rising. Cancer full moon in your eighth house. Capricorn stellium in your second house. The deep shift. I said shift. This full moon brings culmination around shared resources, emotional bonds, and vulnerability. Since June, you confronted fears around trust, dependency, and control. The Kazemi reveal vulnerabilities emerges, teaching security through surrender. With the moon Jupiter flooding your eighth house, you're expanding your capacity for intimacy, power, and regeneration. What you gain now is sovereignty within intimacy. The elder facing the void means meeting power dynamics with curiosity rather than control. You've learned about power, surrender, and the alchemy of genuine transformation through merger. The Capricorn stellium in your second house strengthens self-worth and material stability, reminding you that true security comes from knowing where you end and others begin. Venus Mars Kazemi's refined desires for abundance and recharge your will for financial independence. Your sense of self-worth has been fundamentally restructured through psychological death and rebirth. What are you worth after transformation? How do these profound transformations change what you value and how you generate resources? This is emotional bravery without self-sacrifice. Your power returns when your value becomes real. The depth you can hold becomes your greatest resource. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.